Back in the spotlight tonight, Hillary Clinton, her new memoir, What Happened, an account of her unsuccessful 2016 presidential campaign, is hitting shelves. And while Clinton does take some responsibility for her loss, in the book, she also points blame at a number of other parties, chief among them, former FBI Director James Comey. NBC's Andrea Mitchell with more on that.
Hillary Clinton acknowledging her own flaws.
People will say, well, hey, you know, there's all this noise around her all the time. And some of it is of my own doing.
But in her first live TV interview since Election Day, blaming her loss squarely on former FBI Director James Comey with Savannah Guthrie and Matt Lauer.
Did you make enough mistakes yourself to lose the election without any of the other things you talk about?
Well, I will say no, Matt. I don't think that will surprise you.
In her new book, she writes about a lack of passion, failing to connect with angry voters, running a status quo campaign against a reality TV star. But on today, she said she would have won if not for Comey, especially reopening the email investigation only 11 days before the election.
Absent that, I believe, and I think the evidence shows, I would have won. Were there headwinds? Yes. But the role that he played historically was determinative.
Also today, Clinton's first reaction to Donald Trump Jr. and his controversial campaign meeting with the Russians.
He now says he was trying to learn about your fitness for office.
It's another absurd lie to cover up what really was going on.
In her book, Clinton also settles scores with the press, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, and today accuses President Trump of not being a president for all Americans.
Frankly, a misunderstanding of what he's been doing is exactly one of the reasons that Hillary Clinton is not the president.
And if Clinton got a do-over?
Right. If the election were held today, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton on the ballot again, would you win?
Oh, I don't know. I think that there's at least a 50-50 chance I would.
Andrea Mitchell, NBC News, Washington.